Pelosi's Super PAC reserves $11.6 million of TV ads in Nevada. Ad spend confirms that three Democratic congressional seats are in jeopardy. By Megan Barth, March 30th, 2022. Democrats are paying attention and spending millions in Nevada, confirming they are concerned about losing their majority in both houses of Congress. The New York Times reports Representative Nancy Pelosi's Super PAC is reserving $11.6 million worth of TV time in Nevada. Adding to this airtime, Senator Catherine Cortez Masto broke records this week when she reserved $10 million in ads throughout Nevada, which nearly depletes her cash on hand. Masto's ad announcement aligned with a recent poll showing her leading challenger, Adam Laxalt, dominating the race by 7 points. Although the Democratic majority in Nevada redrew the legislative maps towards their advantage in a majority of districts, the latest ad spends illustrate the Democratic majority's vulnerability. Yet, not all Democrats were pleased with the redrawn maps. As reported by The Globe, Democratic Representative Dina Titus, CD1, told a crowd of AFL-CIO union members that she totally got fucked by the legislature in my district. She said redrawing her district would have been worth it if it created two other safe districts, but instead lawmakers created three competitive, risky districts. These other risky districts, CD2 and CD3, are held by Democratic Representative Stephen Horsford, whose wife recently broke her silence about his decade-long affair. And Susie Lee, Titus added, they could have created two safe seats for themselves and one swing. That would have been smart. Stephen Horsford and mine, and then a swing. No, we have to have three that are very likely going down. Pelosi's Super PAC and spend confirms they agree that these seats are likely going down. And with Biden plummeting in the polls, inflation and gas prices at historic highs, the polling and data coming out of Nevada signals a red wave in November. Narrated by Courtney Warner for Audio Hopper.